Thanks to stronger prices and demand, the forecast is now for more red meat, pork, and poultry output this year than what was predicted a month ago. World Outlook Board Chair Jerry Bangy said the numbers have been increased 160 million pounds.
The reason we increased that is because we're seeing some fairly heavy slaughter. There was heavy first quarter placements, and we are seeing right now the increased slaughter of dairy cows. Looks like dairy producers are pretty busy freshening their herds, as they say, basically taking the older animals out and replacing them with new animals. Some of those older animals, of course, are coming into the beef production numbers.
And overall, export numbers continue to look good, too. As a matter of fact, Bangy said for the first time in terms of volume, beef exports exceeded imports.
Our current forecast is 2.425 billion pounds of beef exports for 2011. That's an increase of 80 million pounds over a previous number. That reflects strong demand, particularly to Asia and especially to Korea. That market, as you know, has been reopened. Now, on the import side for 2011 on beef, we've come down 90 million pounds because of two things. One is the dollar's been very weak, so that, of course, would make the imports more costly. And two, we're seeing very tight supplies coming out of some of the countries we'd ordinarily import from, which would be namely Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. In the case of Australia and New Zealand, of course, they're in the process of sort of rebuilding their herds after a strong drought period.
And when it comes to both pork and broiler production, he said we've been seeing heavier weights, especially with hogs.
Right now, they've been running around 208, 209 pounds. Ordinarily, they'd be running around 203 pounds. And we do expect 2011 pork production to be 22.57 billion pounds, an increase of 0.6%. Broilers, same thing. We're looking at heavier weights, 37.45 billion pounds, an increase of 1.4%.
He said the heavier weights are due to better quality corn feed. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.